Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 12th chapter. Then a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons." Knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can someone enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man? Then indeed he may plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Adam Kuntz from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Satan is strong, don't doubt it. He is strong and proves his strength every day. Why question it? He drives people to do things they never thought they'd do. He pushes people to do things that are completely the opposite of what's good for them. He drives in the addict's needle and unscrews the addict's pill bottle. He pours more alcohol down the alcoholic's gullet and spurs on the lust of the adulterer. He nurtures greed in the greedy man's heart and gives ready words to the slanderer's tongue. He is the man who sets the fire of the tongue that, according to James, sets the whole world on fire. Who is stronger than the one who is involved in every blasphemy, every false doctrine, all hatred of parents and authority, every murder, every abortion, every adultery, all stealing, all false testimony, and all covetousness, which grows so quietly and quickly in the darkness of the heart? Who is stronger than Satan? We aren't. No way. Should we fend off his suggestions of lust, we find incitement to greed and envy close at hand. Should we find slander crouching at the door and keep it out of our hearts and off our tongues, we see that false doctrine comes alluring, telling us that Jesus loves you no matter what you do against him, how you dishonor him, what you look at, what you crave. It doesn't matter, right? Jesus doesn't care too much, right? We can trifle with grace. We can sin so that grace may abound, right? Satan is strong not only to tempt, but also to tell you that temptation is no enemy, is not strong, is nothing to worry about. He is strong enough to put these delusions into our minds so that we are not on guard against temptation. We do not watch our hearts and minds and tongues closely. We are asleep on the job. And as we sleep, as we slumber in the false peace of sinfulness, he snatches us and takes us captive. Is anyone strong enough to break the prison of sin? Is anyone strong enough to get us out? Can anyone say with a straight face to a sinner, "Go and sin no more"? Who will deliver us at the last, at the final hour of our lives, from the final prison? Who will deliver us from this body of death? Jesus is strong enough. If Satan is strong, very strong, far too strong for us and our sin and our death to reckon with, far too strong for us to withstand every hour, Jesus is stronger. Jesus is stronger than all of Satan's defenses. He's stronger than the delusions of false doctrine. He breaks them down and scatters them like the morning mist and shines down the radiant light of truth on our lives. He's stronger than the snares of sin and goes about cutting them all so that they can no longer entrap us. He's stronger than the weight of sin bearing down on our lives as we mourn our captivity. He takes that weight and hurls it to the bottom of the sea. With his right hand and his outstretched arm, our Jesus is mighty to save. Are you captive today? Call on Jesus to come and free you. Are you free today? Thank the stronger man, Jesus, our Samson, who is mighty. Are you tempted today? Ask the mighty one, the God who is able, our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep you safe from all harm and danger. Are you sorrowing over your sin today? Know that your master has saved you from sin and blessed you with new life in him. You are truly free now because Jesus is mighty. Jesus is able. Jesus is stronger than death and the grave, stronger than all, King of kings and Lord of lords. He has burst into Satan's house and rescued you from that strong foe. And now you are free indeed. Amen.
We thank Pastor Adam Kuntz from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for today's meditation on God's Word.